Welcome back to another IAB podcast and video series. Well, today I've got the great pleasure of speaking to Javed Lahar and Dexter Sims. They've known each other for 23 years. They grew up together in the rough streets of South London. And they decided to, well, first of all, they've gone into business. Great story behind how they did that. But now they've formed this alliance, I would call it, to help the next generation to show that success is possible wherever you're coming from. And they've created a podcast series called Suits and Drag Suits. Love it. Dexter's got his own clothing brand. Javed's got his own it's a software company, creates apps, things like that. But they've come together to really inspire the next generation. And they are doing that phenomenally. They're huge givers in terms of charity and their time and energy. But their inclusion is really important. Now, the last interview I did with Jeanette Beetham, that was all about neurodiversity in terms of giving people the opportunity that maybe have ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, dyscalculia, that kind of stuff. But today we're talking all about inclusion and diversity. So not neuroinclusion, this was about diversity. Looking at people who've come from a rough background or whatever, we're not all born with a silver spoon in our mouth. And they talk about this and they are glowing examples of what is possible. It's a really fantastic story. So let's go to the interview now.
Here we go.
Javed, Dexter, welcome to the podcast and the video show, guys. Really good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Good. So we met at a speaking gig. It was at the Bournemouth Business Show, all right? And just trying to think of the name of it. I knew exactly where we met, but I can't think of the name of it. But I love what you guys are about. It's a company, as I said on the intro, it's about suits, attract suits and suits. So tell me a bit more about how it all came together. Because the first rule of marketing is essentially find a need in the marketplace, create a product or service, and then sell it at a profit. And that's kind of what you guys have done. And so obviously from your backgrounds as well, you're both South London boys. So how did it all come about and what's your future? What do you want from the business?
Well, do you want me to start, Jav? I'll talk about how it come about. You can talk about the future.
Please do. Sounds great.
Yeah. So how it actually came about was, if we start from how we came about in terms of we were just getting on with our lives, as we do. Javed was in his corporate life, in and out of jobs, choosing his best. I wouldn't say choosing, but striving towards his best job that he could get within his career. I was on the left-hand side going through an entrepreneurial journey, trying to find myself and trying to create businesses. But then it started when Javed gave me a call. And I'm not sure if he remembers this, but he gave me a text or a call and he said to me, he loves what I'm doing with my children's holiday club and he would like to offer a donation towards it. And I thought, oh, that's so nice of you, my brother. It meant a lot to me. My school friend just phoned me out of the blue, said he's been watching what I've been doing and he loves what I'm doing and he wants to contribute. So I thought that was really nice. And I thought, Jav, when we can, let's have a catch up. So we caught up, had a little chin wag and stuff. And I don't know, a synergy started happening in terms of how's your life been? How's your journey been? And then, same with myself, how's my journey been? And then we thought, how about we do a podcast and talk about our backgrounds, where we've come from and the journey we've gone through, etc. We started thinking of names of the podcast. I don't know exactly how it clicked, but in terms of the differences that we both bring to the table, I being black, him being Asian, him in the corporate, I'm being independent. We started thinking of those differences and, I saw him and I see corporate as suits, people that wear suits and briefcases.
Yeah.
And, I'm an entrepreneur. I've worked all my life that I can feel comfortable wearing my own clothes and wearing tracksuits.
Yeah.
So I think the synergy just clicked right then in terms of, should we do a podcast called Suits and Tracksuits? And with working on the podcast, it started to grow. And then we started to realize the power that we actually obtained. To the story being unique, the story being something that can't be copied, the story being something that has taken 25 years to come together, we realize that we have a lot of strength between us with our story, with our podcast being Suits and Tracksuits.
Yeah.
And we want to, we've both felt the exact same feeling of, we want to let other people understand the power of being yourself.
Oh,
whether
yeah.
that is, you're in this culture, you're in that culture, whether you're wearing this tracksuit, whether you're wearing a suit, whether you're in this job, whether you're independent. You know, the power of being yourself is what's made us get to where we've got to. And throughout our journeys, we realize that cultural barriers, miseducation, lack of understanding of each other, of human races, has led to so many road barriers and blocks.
Yeah, crazy.
And, you know, it's just started to grow into a monster to understand how much power we have because of our backgrounds, because of our journeys, because of our accomplishments, because of the synergy of having been friends for 25 years. Yeah, I want to make Javid take over and tell you what the future holds.
I love when you said black and Asian, because I remember, Javid, you said Blindian, black and
Blindian.
Indian.
Blindian, oh, we've got to run with that.
I love that.
We've got to run with it.
Brilliant. So, Javid, off to you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so Dexter, you know, captures that really well. And I think, you know, just to touch on some of the points he's mentioned, it's just so nice to get in touch with a childhood friend who shares the same vision of the world, you know, wanting to do goodness for society. And I think we're at that stage where we want to give back. You know, we're very grateful to what we've got out of the system. We're grateful for the good we have. And yes, of course, there have been barriers, and some may be related to our backgrounds and some may not be. But we've persevered through them. And essentially what we want to do is share a message of hope, positivity, and also unity. You know, we very much come together on the front of, you know, humanity is one. All humans deserve the same treatment, in the sense of, you know, there should be nothing because of their race or gender or anything that should lead to any treatment otherwise than respect and fairness. And on that point, in terms of what the future looks like and bringing our stories, what we want to do is, well, twofold really. Firstly, we have a younger audiences who grew up in backgrounds like ours. You know, we don't come from a wealthy background per se. We've had to work for every penny we have. We've had to go out and grind. We've seen all sides of life. You know, I've both Dexter and I have dined and gone to the flashiest of places, but at the same time, we grew up in a deprived part of London. And it's through a positive way that we've done this. We've not turned to crime. We've not turned to illegal activities. We've done it through earning an honest living. And that's the message we want to send to kids, which is, look, it doesn't matter about your background. We want you to feel inspired that if we can do it, you can do it. And we've already done school events. We met at the Hampshire Business Show. The next day, we were in Stoke Newington School, where we delivered a message to 250 students. We were told it was the best session of a creative day. And that's the sort of thing we want to do. We want to inspire kids.
Actually,
to say,
just rewind you with the mayor the night we met.
Oh, yeah. It's just
rewind there. Yeah. You were hanging out with the mayor.
That's how fast it's happening, Jules. We're forgetting where we're appearing nowadays. Yeah, so we went straight to the mayor's dinner, which was a beautiful experience, yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. And to continue on to the corporate path, so, you know, we also feel there's an opportunity for corporates and businesses to understand how to communicate with those from backgrounds like ours. So we feel like there's a whole push and diversity. And again, coming from the corporate space, when I've heard of diversity initiatives, when I've seen them put in place, I've never been asked for my opinion. Other than my current company, I've worked for $2 trillion plus valued companies, the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
And I have never, as a diverse person who grew up in one of the most diverse parts of London, paid my way through the education system, done my MBA, self-funded, I have never been asked for my opinion. And I found it bizarre that they talk about diversity on stage and have these massive playbooks when I've never been asked for my opinion on it. And we do have this sort of playbooks in place. We've got to tick a box to say, have you done the training? Yes, I've done the training. But again, I just felt, if you do take this seriously, considering I've been at certain companies for over 10 years, I should at least been asked for my personal opinions at least once. So just, that just put into perspective.
It really is. A lot of companies just tick a box, and I just think that's just shame to themselves. If you're watching this and you've just ticked the box and you're not actually acting on it, you should be ashamed.
And it's not even just be ashamed. I think they're also missing the detrimental part in terms of upscaling their organization, because you're not getting the best out of your staff members from your BAME community. You're not attracting the BAME community who could, you know, rocket your sales just through an idea because, you know, they see things different. A lot of people tend to stray away from different. Whereas now I've started to realize the beauty in different because you see something different to me. So that means we're going to be able to capture more. Do you understand what I mean? Like if we all see red and then one person sees black, now we can all see red and black. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we see more.
Perspective, it is, absolutely, yeah. Completely agree. Completely agree, yeah. Sorry, Jav, we cut you off in the middle of there, but it's just, you know, just I guess I get all fired up. So you have to excuse my iron today, actually. I look like I'm a leftover from Halloween. I managed to sneeze very loudly and bust a blood vessel in my eyes. It's not some kind of weird horror maker. So where are you going? What's next for what you're doing? So you're going into businesses. You said, you haven't got your opinion. What actually happened after that?
So with the company I worked, well, I no longer work there. And I just decided because I had to introduce myself 5 times to the same director who met every time he flew in from the US, he just reintroduced himself. And I was like, he doesn't remember me, but he remembers my colleague, James, who's been here less than a year. And I trained him up and I've known the industry a lot longer. And it just made me realize, and you know, this is the thing which people pick up on energy. You know, as a human, regardless of your background, there are unspoken energies in the world. You know, am I accepted? There's the basics of love and belonging. You know, a human needs that sort of need of being wanted. You know, we can talk about relationships, but you know, from a business perspective, it's do I feel included? Do I feel valued? And I remember having business ideas, which I said to one of the companies, and I said, you know, in the next 5 years, I see voice assistants on the phone being the next big thing.
Yeah.
And they said, no, you're too futuristic. It's never going to happen. I actually didn't get a job as a result. 5 years later, Siri came out, Cortana came out, Google Play, came, like all of the voice assistants came out. And even now the metaverse, I'd actually predicted, and I've got slides from 2010 where I speak about avatars and people living in this virtual world. And then I had other ideas around mobile phones and how, you know, you can, there was a certain way to approach younger audiences. And then I felt like my ideas weren't being heard and I saw how others were being responded to in the workplace. So then the next idea I had was that there's going to be a recession. People are going to lose their jobs because of technology being adopted. So I'm going to create an app which helps people earn a living by selling food from home. Fast forward to now, we are now in a situation where people have lost their jobs and I have got an app live, which the BBC wants to speak to me about because I decided to take action and pursue my own objectives and not tell the company about it and just do it myself. So, you know, I think being valued is so important. And essentially what we want to do is empower people to have self-belief, have self-confidence, and, you know, help those in organizations to know how to deal with our backgrounds. And I'll keep it short there.
Yeah, no, I love it. So my first question came up that you've got the background. And I think I talked a bit about this when I did my talk when we met, about not being defined by your past. So you've had all that. You could say you've had a crap upbringing, whatever. I mean, you might have had a great family life, but all this stuff. So you had kind of a lot stacked in against you. So where do you think, both of you, where did you find your self-confidence? And now to go out there and just to not be a number. No, hang on a minute. I've got something and I'm going to go for it. Where do you think that comes from?
I'm going to tell you my one, and I'll tell you why, because this involves Dexter.
Yeah, and it's all his fault.
No, it is. So I tell you what it is, and this is the most important thing for me. Dexter was my ally in the school. I went to a school which was 95% black, and I was the only Asian kid. Dexter stood up for me when I was about to get my head kicked in for being different, because I once, you know, I would keep quiet and people would come at me, but Dexter stood up for me. And do you know what that allowed me to do? That allowed me to go on with my work and concentrate. So, you know, from a very early age, and I question if I didn't have that ally within the class, because Dexter was always taller than everyone else, you know, would I have continued just to be quiet and not speak up and not have that confidence? Because it, you know, when you have a sort of minority, you need someone from the majority to that you can have as your ally. So for me, it was that was an important turning point. And that sort of leads to confidence. And the teachers used to tell me as well, you've got great ideas, but you don't speak up. Then I started getting, you know, people giving me the confidence, and then they couldn't shut me up. And here I am today on your podcast.
You know? Well, so, I love this because you look at Dexter's background, and he actually has a halo.
Angel Dex,
like, or an angel.
No, but you know what it is, Jordan? It's like my one is a little bit different. My one stems from, I think I've seen the results of where everyone in my culture ends up.
Yeah. Well,
not everyone, that's rude. But, you know, majority of the people who choose a certain lifestyle. And I was once living this lifestyle to a high degree. And I've realized that I've never met a successful Scarface. I've never met a successful Al Capone. So once I've registered that in my head, I realized that, oh, this is not going to last forever. This is not what I want to do. I need to learn some other stuff.
Yeah.
That was the hardest part in my life, learning this other stuff, because I wasn't going to college. I didn't go to college. Well, I went to college and done sports and recreation, but I didn't go to university. And then I started thinking, okay, what am I actually good at? So coming from my street background, so this is where the blueprint of my hustle comes from, is I was always told about selling products. I was also told about always having product rather than having money. So growing up as a teenager, I quickly realized that was the mentality of street people, because that's all they knew. So I needed to learn how to change the product. Once I realized I could change the product, and I read Robert Kawasaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, when I was 21 years old, and I changed the product for football. I changed the product for raving. I changed the product for events. I changed the product for selling cars. You know, I was buying and selling anything that I could get my hands on. I remember at one stage I was selling house telephones. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I realized I'm good at selling. I'm a people's person. Okay. I'm good at organizing. Okay. Let me look into business more. And then, like I said earlier on, the more I was seeing results, it just became addictive. It became, I can do what I want. Oh, this is giving me confidence. Oh, this is making me do more. Oh, this is making me think there's no such word as failure, because I have failed many times. Yeah. But failure just means I have no more money. I've had more money loads of times.
I forgot who said that, but you were failing forward.
Yeah, failing forward. You know what I mean? I've had no money loads of times. So that's not failure to me. I need to now know, what did I learn? And then along the way, the more I learned, the more I failed, the more I came successful, the more confident I became. And then my confidence became so peak that someone asked me one day, so you see, when you go out and talk, and how come you just go out and you're just fluent and you just talk? I tell you what, it's because I talk about stuff I know about. I don't talk about stuff I don't know about. If I talk about something else, like religion, for instance, I'm sorry, I don't know a lot of stuff. And I'll keep quiet. But yeah, I've learned a lot about business because I've been hands-on, getting dirty, you know, late nights and, you know, traveling far, or only got tenner left, or only, you know, got to change 4 or 5 T-shirts into 20 T-shirts. So,
yeah, because you've got Javed, I'm going to come back to you in a minute, because you've got your Muller Cake brand, your clothing brand, which is
fantastic. Yeah.
And I've seen you following both of you on Instagram. It's like a Starsky and Hutch when you're both cruising around in the car. It's hilarious. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah. But you've got your all your different brands, all different things you're doing. So if someone, Javed, I'll come to you actually. Someone's watching this and thinking, okay, yeah, I've had a rough background or whatever, and I haven't had someone who looks up to me, or not looks after me. I haven't got the angel with the halo around his head. Where can they go? What can they do?
You know, it's a great question, especially in the current times when people have been stuck indoors given the COVID situation. It's taken away that human element. It's taken away that in-person sort of inclusion. But at the same time, it's also removed that bullying factor. It's also taken away some of that as well. You know, that politics element which existed in places is faded away a little bit. So I'd say, you know, a lot of it, the bits that they can take is the self-belief. You know, you might take a while to get out there and find your voice, but find your inner voice, find your purpose. Everyone should feel valued, and never to let anyone dim your light. Like, school was one part. In the workplace, I've had a lot of people trying to dim my light because they're not used to people from my background speaking up. And I'll tell you what I mean there. Traditionally, from an Indian background, people are expected to be quite quiet, very, very polite. And, you know, I grew up in a very rough school, part of London, and went to a very rough school. I had to stand up for myself and kind of, you know, in the playground, fights, whatever. And again, having the right allies around. But still, I had to sort of stand up for myself. So I come with a bit of fierceness. And again, it's not culturally normal. And that's why I say I'm Blindian. I'm a, you know, a more black Indian than just your Asian guy. And take that into the workplace. And you've got someone who's, you know, I've done my studies, I've done my education, and I come with, you know, I stand firm on my two feet and I come with opinions.
Yeah.
That combination can be hard for some people to accept. And I'm fine with them not having to listen, and I will go where it's accepted.
People's opinion is not nothing to do with you.
That's nothing right. to do with it. Can I add to that? One piece of advice I would give to someone who's, you know, coming from a cultural background, coming from a hard background, or growing up with no self-belief, I would say, and this is a real recommendation I found out later on in my life, is to speak to people. Be open, and I mean people. I'm talking about your shopkeeper. I'm talking about the parents outside your children's school. I'm talking about the teacher. I'm talking about, because these people will identify something in you that you may not be able to see. These people would identify opportunities around you that you might not be able to see. So you might feel down. You might feel you're not good. You might feel hopeless. But once you spoke to someone, they say, wow, you speak beautiful. Your voice. Have you ever thought about doing voiceovers? And you're going to think, what? Voiceovers? But that might be the spark of your career. Do you know what I mean? It's speaking to different cultures, different people in different sectors has really, really
brought. I think that also comes under be willing to learn. Don't go out there and sort of, you know, you've got air of confidence, but be humble as well. And be never yeah. stop learning is really important.
Yeah, and I think that's what I thought about when I shot my shot at Karen. You know, I know where I am in life, but I know where Karen is in life. So I'm willing to learn if she was willing to teach. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
totally get it.
Brilliant. So what's next?
To the point.
Sorry, Javid.
Just to say, around the mindset, what it comes to, it's that asking questions that Dexter mentioned, you know, speak to people around you and everyone. But it's that growth mindset, right? Be a learn-it-all, not a know-it-all. So the book Mindset by Carol Dweck, I think, was one of the biggest, you know, life changes for me. You know, it's quite, you know, you can come across when you're talking about your story, like, is that ego? Is that overconfidence? But at the same time, you have to sell yourself, because to be taken seriously, you need accolades or some sort of credentials that people listen to. And we're grateful that we've done the things we have. Dexter, we've got, you know, award-winning entrepreneur. I've had my Forbes Council acceptance and I write for Forbes. Like, we've got our things that we bring to the table. So we're grateful we do that. But again, being humble is important to us as well.
Oh, I love it. So what is the future for you two then? Apart from world domination and
moon.
I'll be honest, starting to look at the politics, you know what I mean? You've got to change it from the top. You've got to change the system, mate. You've got to change the educational system. We've got to change the corporate system. Yeah. We've got to give some self-belief into these youngsters. You know, I tell you a joke, which is not a joke, but the future holds a mini Jarvan and Dex. That's what it holds. Yeah, we want kids.
Did your partner know about this yet? Do they? You know
what I mean? He's hearing. We want children to grow up and say, I want to be Dex. I want to be Javid. I want to be Sister Jax. I'm Jax. Do you know what I mean?
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. So, three questions. One for each. So, Javid, I'm going to come to you. Tell me something that not many people know. And the problem is with this, because there's two of you, Dex, you're going to have time to think about this.
Yeah.
Javid, tell me something not many people know about you.
Something that many people know, I was invited to Buckingham Palace for dinner and met Prince Charles for some of my charity work, where I support South Asia through a charity called the British Asian Trust. So the diaspora here are helping those in South Asia. So yeah, grateful to have dinner in Buckingham Palace.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thanks, you. Not something not many people know about you.
It's very hard. Because I talk my life story all every day.
You're a champion ping pong player. I don't know what.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I would have said, when you just said that, I would have said snooker. You know what I mean? I post that I play snooker. So I'm good at every single ball sport. You know, I don't know why, but yeah, my eye to hand ball coordination is superb. You know, tennis, table tennis, golf, cricket, football, basketball, volleyball, netball, all of it.
Brilliant, brilliant.
I really love it. Yeah.
Right. So the penultimate question, I'll start with you then, Dex. So this is your last day on Earth. I asked everyone this. So it's your last day on Earth. Everything, this podcast is gone. Everything you've written, your brands, the awards, everything's disappeared. It's no longer here. You can leave the planet one piece of advice. What would it be? So, Javed, you've got time to think about this now.
Wow.
Now, don't think about it too much. Come from the heart.
All right, cool. I've got one thing to leave the world. Listen. try and master yourself.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Because that one's gone now, you can't use that.
What you just said about don't think about it, that's why it came serious. It's serious. Just think about yourself. Don't think about everything else. Just master yourself and you'll be great.
Master yourself. Beautiful.
I like that.
You've got to try and one up that, I think.
My one is to come from a place of love.
Oh. So many.
And I'll tell you why.
That's a good one.
And I'll tell you what. So before my granddad passed, he said to me, he goes, this world, and in fact, these were his last words before his parting, which is, this world is about mohabbat. And the word mohabbat in the language Hindi means to love.
Oh.
And he had such a diverse range of friends from all backgrounds, and that stuck with me. Start with love. Everything from love.
What's the word again?
Mohabbat.
Mohabbat.
Oh, I've got goosebumps. I love that. So many people talk. In fact, I mentioned this on social media. I said, I've done thousands of interviews now. And when I ask that question, 85 to 90% of people talk about love, love more, love your family, or whatever. Just, I love that. Love, but yeah, fantastic.
Now you're making me sound selfish now, Jav.
No, but see, is yours, Dex, comes from a place of self-love. And I've always said, once you love yourself, the world will follow suit. So master yourself. What can you do? Get uncomfortable. Yeah. Push yourself. I talk about resilience a lot. I do a lot of crazy athletic stuff. So when you come through it and you learn more about yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to cut you here. You swim in the sea, bruv.
I was there this morning.
You are a legend. Yeah, that's serious. That's not a...
Idiot.
That's pushing you. You're an idiot.
No, wetsuit. The only time I wear a wetsuit is when I'm competing in a triathlon. I hate wetsuits. You have to wear them in a triathlon. But yeah, no, it's like all year round. March is the coldest time of the year. That's when you become action man, not because you've got grip, it's because there's nothing, everything's disappeared.
Bless you. I'm anyway, on you, mate. Anyway. You're a warrior.
So, last question, you can both answer this. Where can people get hold of you?
Well, as a duo,
suits
and tracksuits, we're going to carry that name forever. So, we want you to just not even think about what platform, just type in suits and tracksuits, and you will find us on all the socials, whether it's Now it's Meta, or whether it's Spotify, whether it's iTunes and stuff like that. But as a duo, suits and tracksuits, just type in the word. We want that word to be sitting in everyone's head.
Well, we'll put the link on the, because this goes out on Spotify, goes out on YouTube, goes on the website and all the rest of it. So we'll put it all out there.
Yeah.
Both of you, I always say you can earn more money, but you can never earn more time. So your time with me today and for people watching this as well, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I'm really happy that we was able to come on your platform and bless it with a couple of gems and, you know, speak to a legend like yourself.
Oh. A legend.
You're a legend. In my eyes, mate, you swim in the sea. You're a legend. That's it. Done.
Brilliant. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. So that's it. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Until next time, all the best.